What's up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third here on this Wednesday edition of the podcast. September 18th, 2024. It's your first time listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy week or day to check out this episode. If you're new, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button there. It helps out other K-State fans find out about this unique podcast here, folks. I didn't post them episode Monday. Yes, I have recorded a couple of episodes. Haven't posted them all yet. They're going to get all posted out here as this week goes on. And I got to make a... And we're on... This is an episode on football, obviously, as K-State... This is not a bye week for K-State football, so I got to apologize for that. So I thought... I was going off the home schedule. I'm sorry. So I gotta be upfront about that. I'm sorry about that. And yeah, I don't know where I was at. Maybe I just checked out of Braves baseball, but that's a whole other discussion there as well. But coming off a huge win, a blowout win over Arizona, which was 20th ranked in the nation and had the longest winning streak in the country, K-State now gotta go on the road and take on BYU this week. So there's no bye week. So I want to get on here and say that right now. No bye week for K-State. But however, it's going to be a late night game. And I don't have no idea how. Let's see. Yeah, it'll be nationally televised. And we'll see how everything goes. Obviously, it'll be after NASCAR gets done. So that's going to be a late night. Obviously, 9:30 Central Time. Might have to hop on over afterwards. But anyways, K-State will play going out west to Utah. Out in that beautiful scenery out there. It gets Utah Saturday night. So I want to get on here and mention that right off the bat. Right off the bat is K-State does not have a bye week this week. K-State's on the road this week. So want to get that corrected and make sure you guys like, what's Eddie doing? But yeah, I want to get on here and apologize about that, be up front and apologize about that. So I want to make that clear. So there we go. So we do have football this week, Saturday night, late night, prime time, K-State. And I pretty much figured going all the way back to when me and Alex talked about in the Predictions Show podcast over on the Podbean app. Again, if you don't have Podbean, I would suggest you download the Podbean app and type in Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S podcast. And that's where you're going to find bonus content of the Pro Project Podcast in my channel right there. So, yeah, that's exactly what we talked about, is this could be a night game. And this is one of these games that right there in between Arizona and... Oklahoma State, right? So here we go with that. So yeah, the bye week is after, I think, Oklahoma State. We'll correct ourselves on that. But anyways, yeah. So it'll be on ESPN, and apparently these two teams have played each other before. Quite interesting enough, 4-4 in the series there, and of course the stadium is called Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Of course, Lavelle Edwards, for those that don't know, is the former head coach, or used to head coach this team back in the day. And a really good head coach there as well. So we'll see, you know, what happens with all that going down. But this is kind of a little bit of a preview edition of the podcast. I want to get on here and talk about that right off the bat. So obviously Avery Johnson coming off of a big performance there as well. And maybe I have a more deeper dive next week on Tuesday Teardown, possibly maybe this is the first year version of Avery. Yes, he's a sophomore, but he's a first year starter. And you put up numbers like he did last week against Arizona, over 150 yards passing and over 100 on the ground. That is a recipe for success. So, I mean, again, he's learning as he goes on. He's going to get better. we keep on saying this over and over. He's going to get better and better as the season goes on there as well. But this is going to be a huge test there here coming up for Avery Johnson and his team. And this is kind of what I feared. As I say, obviously, me and Alex Aiden We are KC alums. And is going on the road into an unknown environment. You didn't go here last year, right? You didn't play BYU last year, right? So this is going to be a ultimate test. Sitting on, and look, we've seen this all the time in college football. Not saying it, but again, we've seen all the time across the nation, ranked teams going on a road and struggle a little bit. K-State, Tulane a couple weeks ago, right? So again, K-State, you got to take that momentum that you built, that you really, really built against Arizona, and then take that on the road, okay? Right? So there you go on that right there as well. So I just think the experience, you already been on the road once, and you have veteran leadership on both sides of the ball. I think you should be okay here. BYU, I think, is undefeated, if I heard that correctly on the KC radio somewhere this week. So hey man, you got to step up your game a little bit. I mean, BYU didn't allow somebody a touchdown, and that somebody is I don't know. So yes, this is again this is one of these things. This is the ultimate, and this is actually K-State Nation, the first, this is going to be the first test, first Big 12 official Big 12 game. So, again, Arizona's in the conference, but doesn't count for some stupid reason. BYU, this will count. So, again, you're right there. You want to continue to build on that. And so, we'll see what happens. We'll do, I'll try to study up here. We'll have a part two coming out on the backside of the week. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, itty gritty third. So I just wanted to come on here and talk about, I want to correct myself. There is no bye week. So I wanted to mainly come in here, because I noticed I said that, I think, in one of the postcasts that I recorded. So when y'all hear that, I'm like, don't worry, I corrected myself there. So it's Wednesday. We got plenty of time between now and a late night kick out there in Provo. So I wanted to hop on here and discuss that. And again, it will be a part two, because we have all week right down to 9:30 Central Time. As well, K-State, folks, will look to start 4-0. Yes, folks, 4-0 for the first time since 2021. That's what we're staring at right now. So this is going to be another hurdle. Like I said, if you want to get back to Arlington, you have to clear these hurdles. And this is going to be a major one coming up, because we know, we've seen it, BYU plays, everybody plays well at home. You're comfortable, late night. This is the first of two trips out there, because remember, you got Colorado later on down the road as well, and Deion Sanders. So we'll pay attention to that. But yeah, BYU is the focus here, and Chris Klieman's bunch coming off of a gigantic win against Arizona at home. We'll look to carry that momentum to Provo this weekend for a project podcast, all things K-State. Before I finish up here, yes, it will be a part two. We will continue the preview here of this late night kick, BYU K-State going down late on Saturday night. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're gonna have a chance to record Kansas State content. Me and Alex will get together for a round table. Yes, sir. We're gonna be checking out what's been going on. Well, actually, I'm gonna give Alex's thoughts on what's his takes on women's soccer and volleyball, and of course, get yourself ready for BYU and get his thoughts on an impressive victory over Arizona. Get his thoughts, kind of to summarize his thoughts on Tulane and Arizona, and get y'all ready for BYU over on the Podbean app. So that's why I said, make sure you get it wherever you get your podcasts. Well, main feed anyways, and then download the Podbean app. We're on that as well. Just type in Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. You should be able to find it right there on the feed. But that's going to wrap things up for now on this edition of this podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're a busy week for K-State athletics here as we get this thing popping here on a Wednesday. And, of course, everything starts tomorrow. I believe volleyball gets kicked off resumes tomorrow as well. So there you go. Now, so stay tuned for postcast. Stay tuned for some news updates and what's going on. Men's basketball had their little tradition out there. So I'm excited to listen to those episodes. Shameless plug, but episodes over on the other K-State podcast, like Three Mall, Go Power Cat, and so forth. Wrapping things up right now, folks. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It's been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure you continue, you guys, to spread the word about this Kansas State podcast. Go Cats.